deprived me of a great reading experience. And yes, once I learned about the premise of this novel, I couldn't believe it. It sounded so up my alley because I am fascinated by Hedgers and by framing specifically. And so the idea that framing could become the centerpiece of a romantic relationship. And as I told you, I maybe hadn't realized the whole erotic concept of Catcher Framing before I read this book. You know, it brings catchers into close contact with each other. You have to perhaps hold someone's hand and teach them exactly what movements to make. And it's a very intimate activity, at least now I have learned. So I want to know about the inspiration for this book. I know that you have done various kinds of writing, but what led you to writing romance, and then what led you to becoming a baseball fan, and what led you to combining those things?
So first of all, thank you. I'm glad that you enjoyed the book. I always want to ask this whenever I'm doing kind of interviews, like, was this the first romance novel you've ever read?
I suppose so. And as you said, I guess there are definitional questions there for how much romance makes something a romance novel. There's romance in many novels, many, many most novels. But I suppose of this specific kind, yes, probably. And I don't read a ton of baseball fiction either, non-romance baseball fiction, but this was the best of both worlds, at least as far as I can tell.
Well, I definitely appreciate what you said, that really means a lot. I wanted to write a book, and I'm going to do kind of a teacher question, but I wanted to write a book in part for serious baseball fans, but like, I wanted people who were really knew the game well to be able to read it and say, you know, this kind of resonated, feels baseball-y, and it just feeling romance-y. But to kind of backtrack, so what kind of romance novel are we reviewing? So when it has to have a central love story, so there's a lot of fiction in these kinds of strong romantic elements, but this, it sort of has to be such that if you remove the love story at the center of the novel, the kind of book would fall off. It needs to drive kind of all of the action in the book. The second thing is that it has to have a happily ever after, or what's called a happy protocol. So basically, the main couple has to end up, or the power main couple, have to end up together and alive at the end of the book. So, Romeo and Juliet, not a romance, not a proper romance. Nicholas Sparks, a lot of people are familiar with him. He writes love stories, but if you are going to see your dog, it's actually not considered genre romance. The example that I could give that might be a little bit more popular imagining is actually movies. So, like, She's All That would be a genre romance. So, like, this sort of like spate of late 90s, like Meg Ryan rom coms would draw a lot of like love stories, couple of actors. The last two kind of tricky to explain, and it's that characters have to achieve whatever goals they set to, and then end in an optimistic way through the character. But that doesn't make it more morally good. Mafia romance, we tend to have a good day. I don't know how much spicy I get on this. But monster romance is really a big romance, so I can't really feel like, people are maybe tired, but that's sort of a other part. So, I think the rules is genre romance, central love story, happily ever after, so the characters are alive until the end, and sort of the big problem particular to the main characters has been solved in an optimistic way at the end. And so, like, you know, how do I get into writing this? Well, I read a whole lot. And, you know, I think that people have this, like, vision, probably, of mass market paperbacks, you know, like, the covers with, like, a couple embracing on them when they think about romance. And that's fine. That's a valid kind of impression. But there's a reason that when you walk into, like, a library or a news bookstore, there's so many of them. And it's because romance readers will read 2 to 3 books a year.
Wow. Yeah, I wanted to ask you for context just about the popularity of romance novels, because I get the sense that they are quite popular and quite numerous, and I wondered, I suppose, do people come to them because they like baseball and they want to read romance stories set in a baseball world, or is it completely the opposite, and how does baseball romance compare to other sports?